Laudetur Jesus Christus. Praise be Jesus Christ. You're listening to the Abbot Circle podcast, presented by the Norbertine Canons Regular of St. Michael's Abbey.
If we say of heavenly origin, he will say, then why did you not believe him? Today, the chief priests, elders, and scribes are in a huddle, making an unexpected change of plans. They came to Jesus demanding an answer, but suddenly find themselves having to be answerable to him, having to render an account for a decision they made a long time ago. They began the conversation asking Christ, by what authority do you do these things, or who gave you this authority? For them, 3 years have gone by, and the influence of Christ's authority had become now an intolerable problem. And with Jesus having just cleansed the temple as if it were his own home, he had gone too far, and they demanded to know his credentials. Christ agrees to reveal them if they will answer his one question. Was John's baptism of heavenly or of human origin? A brilliant move. If they really want to know the origin of Christ's authority, they will have to start with the origin of John's. In the first place, Christ is holding them accountable for a decision they made long ago, which seemed to them like a closed book. But the Savior reopens the book for them, bringing them back to that uncomfortable story. Just a few years ago, the Pharisees and the Sadducees were very interested in John's baptism. They sought it. But to receive it, John required repentance, that they change and bear good fruit. Furthermore, John told them that his baptism was really an anticipation for another baptism to come from a more powerful baptizer who would baptize with the Holy Spirit and with fire. And John the Baptist revealed that this was Jesus Christ. As the priests, scribes, and elders processed Jesus' question, it became an impromptu examination of conscience. And they reveal the sad fact that they didn't believe John or his call to repentance or his baptism. And in not believing John, they did not repent nor bear good fruit in their lives, but they remained unrepentant, fruitless, and unbaptized, a brood of vipers. And disbelief in John's ministry led to disbelief in Jesus's, for Christ's own public life was inaugurated by his own baptism by John. The Baptist was reluctant to baptize both the Jewish leaders and Christ, but for very different reasons. And unlike the Pharisees and Sadducees, Jesus insisted on being baptized by John, saying that it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness. And so the Savior exalts John's baptism by binding it to his own divine mission. And when our Savior is baptized, the voice of the Father resounds. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. And thus you have the authority you are seeking, chief priests and scribes and elders. The authority our Messiah acts with is the divine authority of God, which you would have known if you had obeyed John's authority and repented and borne good fruit. but their disbelief, which they admitted, made them unable to bear this good fruit, so central to John's message. And John had a remarkable exemplar for what bearing good fruit looked like, an exemplar whom he met long ago. For when he was in the womb, he heard a voice of the one who had found favor with God, and he leapt for joy. And he heard then his own mother Elizabeth say to Mary, "Blessed is the fruit of your womb. For the fruit of one who believed in Jesus' authority, Mary bore the good fruit of Jesus Christ, who himself bore the authority, so pleasing as he was to the Father. And for what bearing good fruit looks like, we have the Virgin Mother as our exemplar too. For unlike the Jewish religious leaders, she believed, and we believe. And her belief found favor with God, who in Christ subjected himself to her authority, as the scriptures reveal. Christ's own divine authority was prefigured by John's and bound up under his divine father's and his mother's authority. John heard the voice of the Father in his ministry, and he heard the voice of Mother Mary, which inaugurated his ministry altogether, and his new mission is born from heaven. But the Jewish leaders would not believe John, and so not believe Christ, and in the end, they wouldn't be able to answer the question Jesus asked of them as to the origin of Christ's authority. And this is an answer which our Savior so freely reveals to his followers before ascending to his Father, proclaiming that all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. And then we hear the final command which St. Matthew records in his gospel. When our Savior says, "Go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." His universal authority is established and then expressed by commanding his apostles to do what John's baptism anticipated, a command still being heeded throughout the world. In 1885 in Uganda, St. Charles Lwanga heard the call and sought out baptism for himself. Please pray for Father Charles today on his name day, and you can pray for all of us, his companions too. St. Charles knew that putting himself under Christ's heavenly authority meant removing himself from King Lwanga's earthly authority, and so meant death. And in inviting his companions to likewise seek out baptism, he knew it meant death for them too. For they were the pages of the king who had demanded them to engage in unchaste, unnatural acts with him. St. Charles, in risking their lives, saved their souls, and they went to death joyfully, condemned as they were for submitting to God's authority rather than the king's. St. Charles and his companions bore good fruit, the good fruit St. John preached about. The martyrs realized the heavenly origin of Christ's authority, bound up as we know it is with John's authority, his message of repentance. On this first Saturday of the month, may we entrust our repentant hearts to Our Lady, placing them under her authority as Christ did with his Sacred Heart. Let us believe in John the Baptist's heavenly mission to point us to Jesus, who now reigns with his Father and his Mother, exercising the universal authority given to him, which is certainly of heavenly origin.
Thank you for joining us on the Abbot Circle podcast. May God bless you.